Hi everyone, it's Jack from Radio Laurier here, back with another interview. Today we're talking to Ninad, owner of Extra Large Records. How are you doing today?
Good, Jack. How are you, man?
Awesome. I'm great. Thank you for asking. So, tell me a bit about yourself, kind of to start it all off.
Yeah, name's Ninad. I grew up in the KW area, born and bred in Kitchener-Waterloo. I've always had like a very big interest in music that started out, man, when I think back at it, I got my first Walkman when I was in grade 2. What would that make me, man? That'd be like 7 years old. I remember buying Meteora by Linkin Park.
Nice.
Which was hilarious when I think about it. And then I progressed into listening to like other rock bands. I remember Green Day was pretty big. And then I was burning bootlegs when I was either 8 or 9 years old. I think it was Nirvana bootlegs. That's awesome. What I was like super, super into. But yeah, that's always just progressed. Then even through like middle school was kind of like my introduction to hip hop. Would say high school, I was listening to more like jazz and kind of experimental music. And then it just ballooned into record collecting. Mm-hmm. And I think eventually led me to opening up Extra Large Records.
Sweet. Do you remember the first record that you got?
Oh, man. Actually, yeah, you know what? I bought Enter the 36 Chambers, Wu-Tang, and I bought a fucking Live Little River Band record, which is fucking hilarious. And I think it's because of the movie The Other Guys. I remember hearing a track on that, and I was like, man, that's just fucking smooth. Sorry, I shouldn't be sorry.
No worries. That's awesome. That's really sweet. And so, kind of, how did this store come to be? Is this your first record store?
Yeah, so actually, this came to be because of a guy that I know, Andrew Pandey. Shouts out Andrew, gotta give him a huge shout out on this. He sourced a good amount of these records, like I think the item count was around like 7,000 plus.
Oh wow.
I also had, I think I did like a count, I had around like 800 to 1,000 records over at my apartment, and I've gotten some different donations and I've made some purchases so far, even in the 2 months that I've been open. I think we're around like 9,000, close to 10,000 in back stock from all that.
Sweet.
But in a nutshell, because of Andrew, and we made like a really good deal between the both of us, you know, I was able to have the opportunity to open up this space, as well as because of Az, too, the owner of Lost Vessel. He kind of came up to me and had an idea of a record store at the back here, which when I first looked at it, because it's a pretty small space, I was like, you know, I'm not sure how we're going to do, but I really like the look of it. I think we're hitting the mark on everything that we want to hit on at Extra Large. Like, even just the name itself is pretty funny when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Enter like a very, very small space, but I think the actual records within the space speaks volumes to the type of stuff that we're trying to carry, and it reinforces the name. Like, I just want to bring some big stuff to the city that maybe, you know, other people aren't bringing. That's primarily like used records for now. I do want to get into like new distribution, but for the time being, we're just sticking with like mainly like original pressings. A lot of good variation between like the genres and stuff. And,
And is a lot of the records for sale part of your collection, or do you kind of have your private collection?
Yeah, so I mean, there's definitely some stuff that I'm trying to hold on to. A lot of really, really cool pieces. Kind of more like, not even products at the end of it, they're more like pieces of Canadian history. There's definitely some standout records from the collection that I'll try to hold on to as I'm kind of in this business venture for sure.
Yeah, awesome. And I should mention for the listeners and for the readers that, we're in the back of Lost Vessel Vintage on King Street. Do you know the exact address?
Yeah, it's 13 King Street North.
13 King Street North.
Waterloo. Yeah, I'm still working on signage, which is, haven't been too motivated to spend too much money on signage. It's pretty expensive as of right now. But like a lot of people, they've, It's kind of like an exploration for them. Like, they have to find the location. They don't know where it's at.
That's interesting, yeah.
They step into here and they're like completely like taken by surprise. See a lot of like good reactions and interactions from that. It's been like really enjoyable to see, and that people are stoked about records, and that they're like, you know, there's still like a good market for
Yeah, it's a really neat spot. It reminds me of Play to Record in Toronto. How
Yeah.
it like started out for a while as like a store in the back of his parents' store. So
Yeah.
yeah,
Oh, that's actually really
it's
cool.
really
I didn't
cool.
even make that connection.
Well, yeah, it's neat. Yeah, so I guess we've already touched on it a little bit, but what draws you to collecting and selling physical music?
I think it's just, a lot of it in a personal stance, it's just discovering more music. Like, there's only so much music you can listen to in your lifetime. What this is giving me a chance to do, though, is to like really be able to sit down, skip through tracks, find something that I truly enjoy, and then kind of debate whether or not, to put it for sale, to pass it on, to keep it for myself. It's a pretty big process when it comes to that. And I'm always looking for samples and stuff. I've produced hip hop beats for a bunch of years. I just have been pretty quiet with it. So this is just another way for me to kind of explore sample sources through a big record collection. That's like always been a dream of mine for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, and why is the protection and conservation of physical music so important?
Well, it's because the condition can deteriorate and you can, you're not gonna own another copy of it unless someone has the resources to repress it. And even if they have the resources to repress it, who knows where the source is coming from? Like, if they are just pulling it from a random digital source and got the rights to the music, I'm not sure. That goes down to the semantics of how things are being pressed. But typically, when an artist was working with their original media at the beginning, like a lot of the jazz stuff, early pressings are really, really heavy, really good quality, and you're just not getting that type of fidelity with some modern represses. They have though, like now you can buy like a lot of good 180 gram pressings that's just sound great, and they're doing a great job on preserving the media. But otherwise, man, like, I think it's important to preserve all this stuff, stuff that people thought was maybe worthless back in the day. I think it definitely holds its value and holds its worth just by existing, and even like the sound of it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I think that we've been seeing sort of a, like for the last while a big kind of resurgence of interest in especially records, I feel like.
Yeah.
Do you think that physical music still has a role to play in sort of the local, smaller indie music
Oh,
scene?
dude, big time. Especially when I think of like hip hop production. Like, sometimes, man, you can't find that album on YouTube. You can't find that album on Spotify. You can't really find it online. You might find like a downloadable copy, but I don't know. Lots of people aren't really looking into that type of stuff. I think records are just like very accessible. If you find a record that you're not able to find online and you like it, just pick it up,
Exactly. Yeah, I think that there's some things where, like, especially kind of smaller artists, where their work might only exist in physical form. It is interesting. So, even if they're not making music anymore, it's still important to have that out there, have sort of their history available to listen to. And so, is there a certain type of album or genre that you're always looking out for, either to sell or for your own personal collection?
Yeah, I think it's been tough to figure out what to sell in like the jazz funk soul portion of the collection, because that's mainly been my bread and butter. And again, I'd attribute that over to like hip hop production, because that's where kind of those interests stemmed originally. It's really, like, for me anyways, it's really cool to find, kind of like the blueprint of a piece of music from a producer that I really appreciate. And you can kind of see or hear, some of the choices that they made when they were sampling the product, right? So it's really, really cool to me. Like, that's the type of stuff that has always interested me since I kind of started producing beats.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I feel like funk, soul, and jazz are kind of gold mines for samples.
Yeah, plus
Find little
like,
cool
man,
tidbits.
finding like the dopest drum break that like nobody has ever sampled before, like,
Absolutely.
that's
Just
killer.
'cause one guy just thought of it in the moment in
Yeah,
some bar
pretty
somewhere.
much.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so do you have an ultimate favorite in your collection?
Ultimate favorite? I don't know, man. That's changed quite a bit, especially since I bought a collection from Andrea. A lot of good hip hop stuff that I never thought I would have a physical copy of. But when I think about it, like P Rock, Seal Smooth's, oh man, I forget what the album title is, but it has The Reminisce Over You on it. which is a classic, like a lot of like the Slum Village, J Dilla, some like Mad Lib stuff too
Oh,
that I
yeah.
have. And then when it comes to like Funk and Soul though, there's some really choice pieces. Like there's a Lynn Christopher album. There's a lot of like good psychedelic rock too. Like I can't even answer that question. I'm like
It's hard
talking
to
and
pick.
it's yeah, it's hard to pick like a bunch of records. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff.
That's neat. Yeah, and kind of a similar question. In your opinion, what are three must-have albums for collectors?
Oh, you know what? That's a for collectors specifically. Oh man, that's a tough one too. Because there's a lot of kind of like usually collectors are looking for like price, time period, or like some specific events that are kind of surrounded the album. Can't really think of that too much, but when I think about like just listenability, the Zombies, Odyssey, and Oracle definitely stands out to me. If I were to like attribute it to like a hip hop album, it'd be like Edan's Beauty and the Beat. That's a really good, just off the wall psychedelic hip hop album. That's a crazy one. Now I'm trying to think, what could be the third to kind of cap that off? Looking around and oh, I mean I've ran through the Elliott Smith Either Or
Oh
album
yeah.
like millions of
That's
times.
a classic.
That's a really
Yeah.
good album. Yeah, and I mean like there's plenty more in the shop too.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. But yeah, if I think I could narrow it down to like three choices. I think those are some pretty solid choices I'd be happy
Yeah.
with.
I think so, yeah. Sounds good to me. So do you think you'll ever maybe expand into your own location, a bigger spot?
Yeah, I mean I hope so. I'm definitely grateful for the LV boys for helping me out, hooking me up with this really good opportunity. And I mean if we're able to do it, I don't see why not. I think it would be welcome in the city too. Like the only places when I think about where I'm digging records at, it's typically at like the antique malls and stuff like that. And just another spot that's kind of specializing in some used records. It's, if there's like-minded people out there, they're gonna be stoked on this spot.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Sweet, awesome. That's all the questions that I had prepped. Before I let you go, I wanted to ask, is there anything that we didn't get to talk about that you wanted to mention?
You know what? I think we did a pretty thorough job there.
Awesome,
I'm
sweet.
trying to think if there was anything else, but yeah, no, I think that's it, Jack. But thanks for having me. I
Of course,
really appreciate
absolutely.
it.
Yeah, it was great talking to you. Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. Have a good day.
Thanks.